Vision Corner.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Vision Corner. Today, I want to discuss tangible symbols. Once a student is able to understand that objects have meaning and that objects can communicate a message of where someone wants to go or what someone needs, it is time to advance the skill. Students with visual impairments and multiple disabilities can learn. They can be taught, and growth does happen. It is important to provide learning opportunities and increasing complexity for a learner who is ready for it. So, what is a tangible symbol? It is a tri-wall cardboard rectangle that is 4 inches by 6 inches. It is often painted white, but it can be painted black. Then, a shallow hole is cut into the cardboard, and the very tangible object that the student associated with the activity or place is embedded into the cardboard and glued. What this allows is for the student to go from whole to part learning. This is the same trajectory a neurotypical learner travels along. The difference is, for a student who is visually impaired, they are unable to see the whole object, often only a part. It is for this learner to be able to cognitively piece the parts together in their head to create the whole. Similarly, when presenting an object, a student can haptically run their hands, fingers, or mouth over the whole object and build a cognitive understanding of it. Then, when the object is embedded in the cardboard to create the symbol, only part of the object is available to be touched. But the student will have already made the association of the whole object to the place or desired activity. Therefore, the student will be able to put the part-to-whole abstract concept into play in their head. When breaking down each learning task, as an educator or parent or as the listener, we realize there are so many cognitive processes that have to happen for both understanding and connection and ultimately learning. I had an elementary age student who was totally blind and had severe cognitive disabilities. He was nonverbal and communicated through his breath. The student was in a constant state of hyperventilation. The quicker staccato rhythm breaths meant the student was happy. The deeper, fast breaths meant he was mad. The slower ones meant he was calmer. And sometimes he just held his breath altogether. This student was adventitiously blind, and his cognition was ripped away from him through a rapid degenerative condition. The student was a typically developing child until age 5, when everything changed for him. This student remained amazingly fast in his motions. At times, I couldn't believe he was blind because he'd glide about with speed. The student was also very angry. He knew what had happened to him. Having a congenital condition is very different than an adventitious one that happens later in life. It is important to make the distinction when considering a student's learning program. I will also add that this student took longer to connect with me than any other student I've ever worked with. It took 6 months instead of the usual 1 to 3 months. The student was introduced to tangible symbols as a schedule system for where he was going to go. Because this student felt like the world was coming at him and doing to him most of the time, the symbols allowed him to know more about what was coming and where he wanted to go. My favorite part of his interaction with these symbols came from every time he received a newly made symbol, the student took it to his mouth and bit the corners. All I could imagine is that the cardboard had just the perfect crunch. Thank you for tuning in to Vision Corner. Please tune in bi-monthly to Vision Corner to learn, cry, smile, and hope for the betterment of children with visual and multiple disabilities. Every child can learn. Vision Corner.